Welcome back to the next podcast. Again, we are here with Bill Olendyke, and we're excited to be able to dive into something that I think most of us maybe don't even think about. I think oftentimes when we're dealing with people, we're so others conscious that we don't realize the potential detriment that may happen to us. So in our last session, Bill, you talked about transference, countertransference, learning how to downregulate, and some of the things that people can say to us where we can maybe feel personally offended by, or maybe some of the hurts and pains that we take on because somebody shared something. So my question to you today is, how do we maintain a healthy emotional state of mind at the end of the day when you've seen maybe three or four people, maybe in your profession, it's more than that, and you've heard a lot of stories, you've felt a lot of pain. What are some of the things that you do personally that help you to debrief or to decompress that keep you effective in what God's called you to do? What are some of the things that you do?
Well, you know, Pastor Tony, we never know what we're going to be confronted with in a counseling scenario. And in this session, we're dealing more with the verbal or maybe emotional things that come our way through the counselee, the person seeking help. We have to realize that there's a real human element to counseling as well, and we are vulnerable. It's the way God made us, and there are certain things that can influence, that can hurt us or disappoint us. And we have to be careful that what we do with those things. At the end of the day, many times I'll just get quiet, and I'll just commit all my experiences that I've had that day to God. And sometimes there are some unusual situations with things I hear, and verbal attacks upon me, and I give those all up to God. The people that have expressed those things to me, I'll give them up to God and to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, which is continual, even after they leave. And I commit them to God, and I release them, and I don't take them home with me. I ask God to just cleanse me from things that perhaps could in some ways contaminate my soul or my spirit, you know. And I give those up to God, and I receive the cleansing of His shed blood for that. And He cleanses my mind and renews and refreshes me. Good. I call it unstringing my bow, and I feel it's only fair for me as a husband to go home to my wife with an unstrung bow. I don't need to walk in that door with my bow strung. Or just something that's what I call a low level of aggravation that's right under the surface. And if my wife just happens to say the smallest little thing that I don't think is uplifting or encouraging, I might interpret that as being a slight or something like that because of something that went on in me during the day, which is not fair to her.
Good.
I'm dumping on her, and I'm reacting, I'm responding to something that she's not privy to. So I used to, when I was driving home from my workplace, I would do this. And I can remember Tom's driving around the block a couple of times, releasing things that...
lots of times.
Sometimes it wasn't that easy to unstring that bow.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes people really hit me pretty hard. And... But that's okay. Nobody got hit harder than Jesus, you know, and
that's right.
It's good to suffer for righteousness' sake sometimes.
That's right.
So that's what I do, and I think it's also important, and something I benefit from is I have a healthy accountability. I have three men that I'm very, very close to, and they can ask me just about any question, you know, about me, how I'm doing, and they do periodically. But I'll also pursue them and just... I'll share certain things, you know, that I never share would share a name of a client or anything like that. But I might share a couple of scenarios with them and just ask them just to bear with me and to hear my heart, and even to ask them sometimes if they felt like it was wise what I said. You know, I don't mind them scrutinizing me or you know, challenging me. But it's healthy. It makes me feel really secure to know that when I say certain things, maybe in the next session, that I've got support, and it's not me saying that.
That's good.
But this accountability and collaborating with others, I try to go up you know, I try to with people that I esteem highly and that maybe are more mature than me. Those are the ones that help me the most, and those that are very committed to me as well. I don't usually go to people that are not involved in ministry or in counseling with these kind of needs, because they're specific to what I do.
That's good. I think what you share, Bill, is so important to us as individuals. You know, sometimes there's a lot of weight placed on us when we follow the call of God in ministry, when we're dealing with people. Sometimes we can lose objectivity. Sometimes we can personalize things, misconstrue things that maybe were said and maybe take an offense. Or, you know, what do we do with all the debris after the sessions are over? Where do we go? So you've really helped us to understand how to process that. Because the reality is if we don't have healthy pastoral care ministers, right? How else, you know, what do we do with that? So why don't you just give us one last thought as we wrap up our time together related to that?
Something that I do that I found to be very beneficial to me is I have little breaks that I take. They might be 2 minutes during the day. There might be three or four of these breaks. There certainly are three of these breaks that I usually take in a typical day where I ask myself, where am I at right now emotionally? As this day goes on, am I getting stronger? Is my hope level growing? My faith level? Am I getting heavy? Am I getting burdened by certain things? There's certain things that I'm not giving over to God. Am I tossing my own cares upon the Lord and trusting in Him? As I'm taking on other people's cares, that's what we're doing.
That's right.
And it's important that we do that. But I check my joy level out and my peace level out.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't have the joy of the Lord, or if I'm not quiet, if I haven't, I call it becoming centered.
Mm-hmm.
I try to center myself before each session. I try not to let any distractions from outside distract me. I try to give each one of my clients 100% of my concentration.
That's so good.
And so sometimes I have to stop and just get centered. Maybe I got a phone call that I return between a session and it's disheartening, or it's really upset me. I get still before the Lord and I say, Lord, it's only fair that this person gets the best that I can bring, and I help you. I ask you to help me grace for this person, and I commit that to you. And I go into that with that mindset, you're going to get the best that I can deliver in Jesus' name.
That's so good, Bill. And that, I tell you guys, I trust, our hope is that you guys are not only hearing these helpful tips that will keep you healthy, but you begin to apply these things. Because the reality is we have a responsibility and a love for all of you that are doing this in the name of Christ and, of course, in behalf of Church of the King. So we want to make sure you guys are healthy. And so if there's anything that you're ever going through, if you feel like, hey, I need to take a time out right now and you've done some of these things, but there's still a little bit of residue and you feel like you need to talk to somebody, I'm sure, you know, people like Bill or Alex or Donald or Pastor Kirk or any one of us in the pastoral care department can help process that. I'm sure we'll make ourselves available because we have a commitment to you. We love you guys and we appreciate everything that you're doing. As God just continues to empower you. Because really, ministry is not a 100-yard dash. It's a marathon. And we want to see everybody in the game for a very, very long time. So we appreciate all you guys are doing. Again, thank you, Bill, for being with us. Powerful tips that we all need to apply to each of our lives on a daily basis. So thank you again. We'll see you guys next time.